Tonight I'd like to invite you over back over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. Hebrews 11, verse 40.
Hebrews 11, verse 40 reads this way. It says, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word, for your grace, and Lord, for the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds to worship you and to hear from you and to be led into all of your truths. We ask your blessing on us tonight, Lord, your church, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth, that you would be highly exalted and lifted up, and that you would empower our lives to be the witnesses of your great grace. Bless your people tonight, and we'll give you the praise, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply, God having provided some better thing for us. God having provided some better thing for us. And the thing that God has provided for us really is the fulfillment of the knowledge of His Son and the salvation that He has provided for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the rest before us died in faith or in trust that He would come, but we experienced that fulfillment that the Lord took care of, really, and performed for us to His honor and glory on the cross of Calvary. So I want to take a few moments and consider three thoughts that we'll look at. We want to look at who the they are. We'll see that here in just a moment, who the they are. And then the better thing for us that God has given to us, and then because of the great cloud of witnesses. So back up with me, if you would, to Hebrews 11, verse 29. And I want to look at who the they are. Verse 29, it says, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. I want us to focus in on who the they are. And the they are those who placed their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's who the they are. God said, I'm going to give you the Messiah. I'm going to give you the promises, right? They're going to be fulfilled. And by faith or trust, they put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that gave credibility to the Lord, and they put their trust in Him before the Lord was revealed. So again, it says, by faith, they, verse 29, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. The world will never be able to do what God has called and performed for the people of God. Right? God looks at His children completely different. Now, listen, I don't understand exactly how this works, but here it is. Ready? God loves the whole world in the fact that He sent His Son to die for them to give everybody eternal life that would receive Him. But He has a special heart for His own. Amen? And by the way, just to give you a little inclination of what that's all about, He loves His own more than we love our own. Amen? And you know, when you think of your children and things happen to them, your heart goes out to them and you care about them. And God loves His own even more than we do our own. And so we praise the Lord for that. And then notice this. It says, verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. God did that for His honor and glory and to build the faith in those who were trusting in Him there at Jericho. Then it says here in verse 31, it says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And so look at the work. Look how God's far-reaching. And by the way, she is in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here she is, a pagan, and God opened up her heart and mind, and she said, yes, I'll receive, right? And God granted her peace that He had for her. Verse 32, and what shall I say more, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. Remember Gideon? Thou mighty man of valor. And what was he doing? He was shaking behind. He was hiding. Amen. He was hiding. And God brought a great victory with very little, didn't He? 300 that went out and fought against the enemy. And so it says, what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell thee of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David and of Samuel and of the prophets. Listen to this. Who through faith, and we interchange that word with the word trust, who through trust in what? In themselves or in God? In the Lord, right? Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. In case you want to know how to obtain the promises, put your trust in the Lord. Amen. God, I'm calling upon you. Stop the mouths of lions. Who's that? That's Daniel. Amen. He stopped the mouths of, and really, was it him or was it his God? Amen. Oh, listen, God was faithful, was he not? And he is faithful, and we thank the Lord for that. And then notice verse 34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Do you remember the Shunammite woman? Right? And so God did a great work. She received the gift of having a son, and then he died, and then brought him to the prophet, and she was concerned about it. And her husband, she didn't really even tell her husband. And when she approached the prophet, is all well? It is well. And it wasn't well, really. But it was well. How? Because her trust was in the Lord. Amen. Listen, why did she even take her son to the prophet? She had a hope, didn't she? She had what? We would say she had faith. And we want to intertwine that word with the word trust, because that gives us the handle of understanding that, listen, it's just trusting God for what he has said and what he has promised that opens up all these avenues for his blessings in our lives. So it says, who received, verse 35, who received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. So that's who the they are. These are all these people that God used for his honor and glory in the Old Testament. And now I want to just look at this better thing for us. Isn't that kind of a little bit? Listen, God loved those children of his just as much as he does us. But God has a better thing for you and I. So let's look at verse 40 again there in chapter 11. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or mature. In other words, he was going to bring to fruition or to culmination the promise that he gave them. And the reason why was because his son was brought forth into the world, lived a life, gave up his life for a sacrifice, and rose again from the dead. And so now what is the difference here? God has given to us the knowledge of his son. See, they just put their hope. They didn't know who he was. They knew about him, but they didn't listen. They knew he would be born of a virgin if they were open up to the truth of the word of God in the book of Isaiah. They knew that his name would be Emmanuel, God what? With us, God with us. But listen, the Pharisee in the Lord's day, they didn't know who the Lord was. They got offended when he said that he was come from the Father and that he was the Son of God. Oh, you're making yourself equal to the Lord, equal to God. And he didn't deny what they said, did he? Because he was. And so we praise the Lord for that. They didn't know that. And that was really, really what we find here is this better thing for us is faith or trust in the Lord perfected, because we have the knowledge of his son, and you and I have also been given the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, which is the very power of God. Let me say that again. You and I on this side of salvation, and what I mean by that, on the other side of the resurrection, you and I have been given something that the children in the Old Testament did not have, and that is the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is equal to the very power of God. We only make the mistake when we trust in what we can do and not trust in the very power of God that he has indwelt us with. That's where the problem comes. That's where the failures will come. Just evaluate it like this. Every time you fail the Lord, you've stopped looking to the power of God. Every time we fail the Lord, mark it down, we're leaning on our own understanding and not on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit says, you have peace with me. The Spirit says, you're in the hand of God. The Spirit confirms the Word of God. And so, Lord, help me to walk and be filled, not with me, not with myself, not with the world, but with the Spirit of God. It's for our benefit. It's not a difficult thing to do. It's an easy thing to do. It's just kind of a hard thing to get ourselves to do it because we're so used to doing everything ourselves. And so it requires this. Ready? I need you, God. It requires us humbling ourselves and saying, Lord, I need you because I know what I'm good at doing by myself. And that is failing God. That's what I'm good at without the Lord. When I fail, it's not God's fault. It's my fault because I've been looking to myself. And aren't you glad you have such a kind, loving, heavenly Father that says, my arms are wide open. Come back. Amen? Come back anytime. And so, as we consider this, the better thing for us is faith or trust in the Lord perfected. We've been given understanding. We've been given who the Son of God is, right? Not only that, but we've been also told that we can experience that, we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, which is the very power of God. So that is the better thing that you and I have been given that the Old Testament saint didn't have, all right? Now, the last thought. So here we figured out who the they were. Those were the Old Testament saints. We looked at the better thing for us. That's faith or trust perfected because of the knowledge of the Son of God and the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And the last thought tonight is because of the great cloud of witnesses, or really not just because of that, but also because of what God has given to us in the knowledge of His Son and in the fulfilling or the indwelling Spirit that is permanent now in the life of the believer. So consider this, right? Look at verse 1 of chapter 12. And anytime you see wherefore, the word wherefore, or therefore, it's because of what was just said. So if you just back up over here to who the Old Testament saints were and what God did through them by faith or trust in the Lord. And when you consider what God has just said here in verse 40, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or complete, okay? So God's plan was that He was going to reveal, He was going to send forth His Son in eternity past. Is that not true? God sent forth His Son. He planned that from eternity past. And then His plan also was to indwell the believer permanently with the Holy Spirit to empower our lives to bring Him honor and glory. And so because of that, we see wherefore, seeing we also, remember He was just telling us, revealing this host of people that have gone on before in faith, right? So He says this, listen, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Well, what's a witness? A witness is somebody who's seen something. Isn't that true? And the great cloud of witnesses, I believe, well, when we see this, so there's debate on this, all right? I don't split hairs over this. I'll go with both of them, okay? So when I think of a cloud, the cloud is not on earth. The clouds are up in the air, right? So wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I think those are the saints that have gone on. And they're saying, listen, man, oh man, God was good to us, but look what He's given to you to fight the fight. Amen? He has fulfilled. He has fulfilled. Look, we have been looking for the promise. Simeon, was he looking for the Lord Jesus Christ? Was he waiting for that? And Anna, and they're looking, and now they see it, and they're saying, "Look! Just like God said, they've been indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and they know who the Son of God is. We know now because they're in the presence of the Lord. They're in His presence, but they're also watching and saying, "Listen, run the race, amen. Run the race. What's the race like? It's not a 100-yard dash. It is a relay race." And that's the best way I can explain it or understand it. And that is because every generation, Abraham, when he was at the end of his race, he handed the baton to Isaac. And Isaac, when he ran his race, Jacob picked up the baton. And so forth from generation to generation. And if you've ever run a relay race, you're always cheering on the next runner. Amen? And so the previous generation is cheering on this generation. Now, if you want to equate it to the saints that are here on earth, praise God, that works too. I don't have a problem with that because I tell you what, I am encouraged when I see people loving Jesus. Amen? I am encouraged when people tell me about what God is doing in their lives. It just reminds me and it refreshes my spirit. So that's why I say, I don't care if you want to think that it's the saints that have gone on before us. That's my personal opinion. But if you think it's the saints that are here on earth, well, that works too. Amen. That I don't have a problem with that. But as we consider that, the writer of the book of Hebrews is saying, well, because of what I've said, and what was that? The Old Testament saints. And I think he's making reference to them. And we'll know all about it when we see the Lord Jesus Christ exactly the way it works out, right? And you can come tell me whether I was right or wrong. And here's the truth of the matter. We'll be so busy looking at Jesus, we won't care who was right or wrong. Amen? We'll just be praising God. And so praise the Lord for that. So because of this great cloud of witnesses, let's just look at a couple of verses here. Or a few verses anyway. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Listen to this. Let us lay aside every weight, that's what holds us down, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, he says, wherefore, why? Because you know who the Son of God is. He says, let down the weights. Why? Because you've got the power of the Holy Spirit permanently indwelling you to do great and mighty things for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How do we do that? Look at verse 2. Looking unto the stock market. Looking unto the daily news. That'll make you happy. Looking unto Jesus. Amen? Who is he? The author and finisher of our faith. The author and finisher of our trust. Faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Listen, we get to go to heaven. We're going to look into the face of our Savior. Listen, may we run a race by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that will enable us to be faithful to the Lord. How does that work? Ask God. Lord, I need you today. I need you. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I want to be kind, not in my strength, but in yours. I want to love, Lord, like you did, not in my strength, but in yours. I want to see things as you see them. And here's how he sees them. Oh, listen, I've bought you with a price. Amen? And as I consider that, oh, what a price was paid. Oh, what love was displayed for me. You could say that too. Oh, what love was displayed and given for me. You could say that, me. God did that for me. And so there's coming a day where we will see the face of our Savior. Isn't that good? Isn't that, we could just camp out right there for a while. And praise God for that. And Lord, so I'm just going to do what you asked me to do, and that is to present myself a living sacrifice that you might do your will in my life. Do you believe the Lord holds you in his hands? Do you believe he's going to work out his will in your life? So listen, just realize this. Everything God allows into your life is his will for his glory and our good. We won't see it that way. In the natural realm, we won't see it that way. If we forget about the Lord tomorrow morning and not call upon him, somebody's going to make you mad. I don't know. I dare say you might not make it the whole day without somebody making you mad. Whether you hear something on the news, that'll make you mad. Or whether you cross somebody that conflicts with you. But if we know that the Lord holds us in his hands and he's working everything out for his honor and glory and for our good, we could be yielded to his Spirit and be kind to them and say this, praise God, I know the Savior. Praise God, he's given to me eternal life. And the poor souls that are running around mad are missing Jesus. And by the way, listen, the child of God that's running around mad, he's missing Jesus also. He has eternal life because it's a gift. But he's still missing the joy of the Lord. Amen? Let's not be in that camp because of, wherefore, of these great cloud of witnesses. Wherefore, because who are we looking to? Jesus. Amen? The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him there in verse 2, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds, ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Praise God. Oh, listen. Oh, woe is me. Hey, listen. There are Christians today, believers today, that are resisting unto blood. It's their heads. It's their life. In China, you can't profess Christianity in countries that would lob off your head if you profess Christ. And so, praise the Lord, we've not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when ye are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Now, listen, let me ask you this question. Did your children, if you have children tonight, did your children not need corrected? Let me ask that again. If you've had children, did your children not need corrected? The truth is they still need corrected, don't they? They're just too old to be corrected now. You and I are never too old to be corrected by the Lord. Amen. And God loves us, and he does it for our good. And so when things come our way, Lord, let me allow you to do the work on the clay and shape it the way that you want to, that I might yield and you might produce your peaceable fruit through my life. That's what he wants to do. All we have to do is to present ourselves. So tonight, God has provided some better thing for us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and they without us should not be made complete, and that they are the Old Testament saints. They were looking, they're the great cloud of witness, I believe they're looking, look, there's the fulfillment of the promise of God. He said it, that's what, they are just as excited to see that in our lives because that's what they were living for. They didn't know if it was going to happen in their lifetime or in the future generation, but they're looking on now, and that glorifies the Lord. And I promise you, everybody in heaven is wanting to see the Savior of our lives to be honored and glorified. And so, guess who God wants to do that through? You and me. Wow. What a privilege. And all we have to do is say, yes, Lord, in me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. Lord, we thank you so much for what you've given to us in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, eternal life and the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might honor and glorify you by your power and might. Bless, Lord, open up our hearts and minds to call upon you, and that we might do that every day, that we would see our need, our great need of you, to fulfill your will in us. Bless, Lord, your people, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.